I don't want to talk to Father Remy about this. Can't you just talk to him?
No. It happened to both our lockers. We're doing this together, Janelle.
What if we hid it somehow? Sister Jo has tons of wrapping paper in her closet. I bet we could cover our lockers up by lunch. Make them look like Christmas decorations, you know?
Half the school's already seen it, and we didn't do anything wrong. Of course I'm overraised already. We can't let whoever did this get away with it.
Hey, what if it's the same person who wrote that mean candygram to you?
You're telling Father Remy about that, too.
Tell Father Remy what?
Oh, my God. Father, you surprised us.
What do you know about this hideous graffiti?
Nothing, Father.
Only that someone else did it to us.
My office, ladies. Now. So you found your lockers vandalized this morning with that vile word written in pink spray paint?
Yeah,
it's not that vile, but yes.
And why would anyone want to do that?
Oh, here it comes. St. Jude, patron saint of lost causes, this is it. How's the time to intercede, buddy?
I don't know.
Because we're dating.
I give it a guinza.
Excuse me?
Janelle and me.
We have counselors to help with these kind of situations.
You mean bullying situations, right?
Situations where it is necessary. How do I say this? Disrupt same-sex attraction for the salvation of the soul. But yes, we have counselors to help with the bullying, too.
Father, truth bomb. You have queer students at this school. You're looking at two of them. We need a new narrative, something other than rejection and damnation of our souls, because frankly, that is untrue and damaging. And it perpetuates bullying like the kind you see on our lockers.
And the kind found in mean candygram messages.
Mean candy messages? You girls aren't making any sense.
Before the locker thing, I received a candygram that said I would regret going to the Christmas dance if I brought Janelle as my date.
You do know it's against school code of conduct to go as a couple. And quite frankly, morally reprehensible.
Father, we know that.
We disagree with all of it.
Go as friends, go as individuals, but you cannot go as a couple to the dance. I don't want to have to discipline you both for...
For being in love?
For a fight you won't win.
She just said she's in love with me.
Like Marcy said, Father, it's about the lockers and the candygram. It's bullying. It's against the school code of conduct.
Not to mention a super anti-Jesus thing to do.
I know my parents won't be happy with this when they find out.
We're done here, ladies. I'll get the engineer to clean your lockers. In the meantime, have a visit with the counselor.
You're the one who needs a counselor.
Excuse me, Miss Martinez.
She said, Dios lo bendiga.
Commander, don't go on us yet.
Hey, what do you do that for?
This video's what for. That's my locker covered in graffiti.
How do you get that?
It's all over the internet, idiota.
I only send it to one person, I swear.
Who was?
Marco. He must have sent it out to other people.
You are such a horrible liar. Marco doesn't even own a phone, and his parents monitor it like how Abuela monitors her blood pressure. Why would you even do something like this?
Marco told me you and Marcy were a thing, and I was like, hell no, my sister likes dudes. I was obviously wrong. I guess I just wanted to have something on you to use as leverage.
Oh, did you get what you wanted? Because now everyone knows, and your leverage is powerless. And you know what else? Take a look.
Oh, shit.
And they did it to Marcy's locker, too.
Ooh.
I don't know. The point is, your video made us targets. I can't hang out with Marcy now because everybody stares at us and it's super weird. And we definitely won't be able to go to the Christmas dance together, even posing as friends. You basically messed up my whole senior year, Felipe.
I can fix this.
How? The damage has already been done.
I can find out who did it. Frankie's sister, Evelyn, knows everything that happens at school. Like, everything. And once we find out who did it, We can get them back, big time.
Revenge leads to more trouble, dummy. If you come up empty-handed, you're gonna have to tell Mom and Dad yourself.
Deal.
And you're going to apologize to Marcy.
Okay.
And you're going to make an apology video saying that your prefrontal cortex is as developed as puré de papas, stating what a negative impact the video has had on me and how regretful you are. You're gonna post that online, and then you're gonna go to confession. So Father Remy, here's the truth from your mouth.
Oh, come on, Janelle.
You're the one that made a bad choice. Dale.
Come on, Janelle. Don't be mad. It wasn't our fault Father Remy canceled the dance.
If you didn't get all confrontational at the end of that meeting with him, we wouldn't be in this mess.
It's not fair he's punishing the whole school because no one has fessed up to the graffiti art on our lockers. But we didn't do anything wrong.
Every time Lydia passes me in the hallway, she makes a sucking fish sound. It's gross.
First of all, Lydia can eat a cactus and your brother's a dumbass. At least this way, it makes the idiots who did it feel bad because they ruined Christmas for everyone.
I've heard rumors some parents are organizing another dance.
That sort of sucks. Where?
They're gonna join up with the St. Brendan's Boys School.
Wow. Do you wanna go?
I am. I mean, I'm going with the other girls from the team.
Oh. What happened to our doing things together plan? I mean, you told Father Remy we're in love.
That's still true. But I just want to go to our senior dance without it being weird.
Newsflash, Janelle. It's gonna be weird no matter what.
I just can't do this right now.
Do what?
This, us, whatever we're doing.
So we're over. You know, we never really started.
Not over, just taking a break.
I'm out. Don't expect to see me at the end of your break.
Come on, Mars, don't be like that. I can't believe I'm dropping you off at a party right now. I can barely see 10 feet in front of me, and it's not even dark yet.
Just go slow. We're not that far.
You better get some good information.
Yes, all right already, but don't say anything to Marcy until the information is confirmed.
Marcy and I aren't talking right now.
But I thought... Janelle, watch out!
Episode 3, Christmas Lights Go Out.
Some people put their lives into a dream. I put my life inside a song.
Is created, written, and produced on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
In the song,
starring Alessandria Mentari, Valentina Bula, Leonella Marquez, Barb Wong, Oscar Nidaba Brown, Jessica Lemas de Salva, and Patricio Fabian Mendoza.
Always searching for happy on the other side. A wave turning water into one. Burnt all the bridges I can burn. The road is closing in. Sometimes you lose.
written and produced by Jessica Lemus de Salva. Story consultant and dramaturge, Anne Downing.
People are their own worst enemies. They can be so cruel to themselves.
Additional story editing, Lisa de Grand Pre. Original music by Alvaro Rojas. Original song, Sometimes You Lose, Sometimes You Win, by Sarah McDougall.
I could have given you all that I had, wanted to give you so.
Sound design by Jessica Lemus de Silva. Sound effects recordist, Simon Tunglau.
Production assistant, Russell Cripps.
So just turn all the pages you can turn. Road is closing in. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win.
Sacred Hearts is a project supported by Call to Action's Regeneration Program that gathers, supports, and mobilizes Catholic changemakers to lead the Church toward healing and justice.
But it's so hard sometimes to feel satisfied. You compare yourself with everyone, thinking someday, someday, you'll be strong someday. You'll ride above the storm someday. You'll be strong someday.